State Assemblyman Bill Conrad is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning. We're talking about the sudden closure yesterday of the Sumitomo rubber plant in Tonawanda, more than 1,500 workers without a job. Bill, good morning. Thank you for joining us. When and how did you find out about this?
Good morning. I officially found out about it at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. I had gotten a call at 11:30 the morning or the night before that there was a rumor that the board in Japan had voted at 11 o'clock p.m. our time to shutter the plant. And absolute shock, bewilderment. We didn't see it coming. No one saw it coming. We didn't have any warning signs. Very, very tough situation.
I mean, especially tough for this region, 1,500 plus people now without work, and still trying to figure out exactly what that's going to look like. There are rumors of who may or may not be paid for a month or more still after the plant closure and what that's going to look like. But how involved can you be? How involved are other officials in the closing here, considering there are some laws at play?
You know, I have to say, everyone from both sides of the aisle, from federal, state, county, have been talking to each other the last 24 hours and really trying to figure out plans on how to take care of these folks and make sure that the law is carried out. I think you're referring to the WARN Act. It's my understanding, I was in contact with some folks last year, that the company has contacted a private firm to help folks find new jobs and get the resumes up and running. The union will negotiate, I believe, on the 15th to settle their essentially the end of their contract. But it looks like, at least what I'm hearing, they're going to be paid until the end of the year and have their health care until that point at this point as well. But that's got to be negotiated out.
Bill, are you hearing that this will be a united front, a bipartisan united front to help out these workers?
Whatever we can. You know, this isn't a DRR issue. This is a community issue. You know, I've been in contact with my every federal partner at every level that I can get my hands, you know, within my district. I talked to Senator Minority Leader Rob Ort. I've talked to Senator Sean Ryan. I've talked to, our Congressman Tim Kennedy. Mark Poloncarz has been on this. It's been it's crushing. Everyone in Western New York knows someone who either works at that plant or has some family there. And these were longtime careers, union jobs. We know it's going to be a devastating effect on the region.
Especially because we've been hearing about the labor market cooling off over the past several months in the Buffalo-Niagara region. You know, speaking of manufacturing, what is the outlook of manufacturing in Western New York and some of these jobs? We know that there's more training than ever. Are the jobs there too?
You know, we've heard, you know, rumors. It seems like, you know, our unemployment rate is still very low, but, you know, this is obviously going to change that situation. Manufacturing is, for me, we have some good things here. We have the cheap hydropower options that we provide. We've been working. And this is, I think, what was the shocking thing about this was everything that Sumitomo asked for, they delivered. You know, they got tax breaks from the Erie County IDA. They got cheap hydropower. We were working with them when I was on the town board about raw water and the Huntley plant and that whole situation. It just seems like there was too many stones to be left unturned and a very abrupt decision. And that leads me to believe that there's more to this story.
You know, you've been around here in Western New York for a long time, Bill. This has to be the biggest closure in years that we can remember. I mean, it seemed like back in the 80s, plant closures happened kind of frequently. But now, I mean, it's such a gut punch to not just the workers, but the entire area.
I agree. This is, like I said, very devastating to have that much. We've had closures in the past that we've dealt with, you know, like New Era and Derby. We've dealt with, you know, just Mayer Brothers recently. But this is just a magnitude and a higher percentage. And it's so many families. And what I feel is that, you know, no warning. The management is telling us they had no idea. They're all fired. And they literally did it 4 weeks before the holidays, and from what I understand, there's truckloads of tires just sitting there in that plant lot. So very, very disturbing
and unbelievable to so many people. You know, as for the site itself, what happens there? What are the next steps for that massive site?
Well, the company owns it, and this is a private firm. They have it. But, I was just in there 3 years ago with a tour with the Speaker of the Assembly, and they were putting in, we just did $144 or $129 million investment, which I know sounds like a ton, and everybody's like, well, they needed more, and it was cited. But I've been digging on this with my team, and it seems like an onion where we keep peeling back layers, and it looks like Sumitomo was owed $40 million from one of its distributors, American Tire Distributor, and it seems like there's so much more to this story, and I feel like this plant is too viable. There's so much new equipment in there, upgrades, expansions. I don't think the plant, although I'm sure it's a 100-year-old building, but everything's been upgraded. I feel like there's more to this story here that we're going to find out.
You mentioned, and we've been kind of talking about over the last 24 hours, a lot of the upgrades, the investment that's been made in the Tonawanda facility. All that being said, what is the process like of, if it's not Sumitomo and this is a final decision, of attracting another manufacturer here? How difficult might that be, or maybe not so much because of everything you just mentioned?
I think, like I said, we've kind of dealt with this a little bit. The supervisor, Joe Eminger, when Huntley closed, we were actively seeking buyers for that site. We had several interested parties. This is the hard part, because there's no one to talk to. This is a Japanese company. It's a Japanese board. So we're engaging. I literally have been emailing, calling all our federal partners, the Secretary of Commerce. We even got a call into the Japanese embassy just to make sure that we can get some communication here to do whatever we can. I do not want to leave any stone unturned. I would love for this place, if this Sumitomo company is now dissolved, let's find another buyer. It's a viable plant. It's got a lot of tech and upgrade. You got a great skilled workforce. You got a government locally, state, and so on that has worked with you. You've got a great environment and ecosystem for manufacturing, and we've done a really good job, I think, of protecting it from both sides of the aisle. I don't think, we always say, oh, it's tough to do business in New York, and that might be true to some degree, but we've worked incredibly hard with this company over the years.
Bill, thank you for joining us this morning.